obviously, how tough was the day was it to watch film today?
Yeah, it's never easy coming in under these circumstances and watching film, but I think we learned a lot. I think there were some positive things to that game, and obviously some things that we didn't do so well. So we got to take it in stride and just try to continue to improve moving forward.
Biggest lesson you learned from a day like yesterday?
It's tough to really, you know, equate that. I think, you know, I liked the way we competed throughout the course of the game till the clock showed double zeros. And I think, you know, all the things that we talked about that we needed to do before the game, we didn't do them. And as a result of that, you know, you go out and lose the game.
I think you also look at it like yesterday and just said how uncharacteristic those mistakes are of this team.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very rare that we go out there and perform like that, but that's the nature of the NFL. And if you're not ready to go and on top of your game every time you take the field, you know, the other teams and coaches in this league are very good, and they can make you pay for it.
And the other team obviously has a big part in how you guys play, but can you think of why maybe yesterday was a day that you guys just didn't have it or didn't feel as prepared?
I can't put my finger on it. You know, that's really tough to say. But give them a lot of credit for the way that they played.
How good do you feel there's a lot of football left to be played?
I feel good about that, and we're thankful we have another opportunity to take the field on Sunday. And, you know, it's going to be a good game. Obviously, Coach O'Brien knows this team very well, so a lot of familiarity there. But we're looking forward to getting back on the field and hopefully playing a little bit better than we did yesterday.
You guys very rarely lose back-to-back games. The feeling on a day when you walk in today, is it anger, resolve? What's the feeling amongst the team?
You know, I think last night was the time to be down or disappointed, but today, you know, we have to be ready to move on. And, you know, that's the way this league is. When you win and things are going well, you can't get too excited. And when you lose and things aren't going so well, you can't get too low.
Matthew, what was the biggest takeaway that you got from the coaching staff on a day like today? We come back in and show to rehash. What was the biggest takeaway?
We got to move on. You know, we got a lot of football left. We had a lot of good teams on our schedule starting this week. So we have to be able to move on and put yesterday behind us.
Bill said one of the things with the block punt was that I guess he'd seen it before. I don't know if that makes it tougher to take because of what they did.
I mean, there's only so many punt rushes you can run, you know. and at this stage in the season, we've seen just about everything you can run, unless you want to put like 11 on one side or 10 on one side. But, you know, well, we prepare hard for those things, and obviously it's disappointing when you don't go out and execute, but, you know, that's the way it went for us yesterday.
How do you balance, Matthew, between moving on but still taking things away from yesterday?
Well, you know, I think we had a chance to go in there with the coaches and see our mistakes, see what we needed to do better, and, you know, we have to apply that moving forward. But, I mean, emotionally and mentally, you have to be able to press the reset button and move on. You can't dwell on something that, you know, is behind you and, you know, you no longer have any control over.
It's kind of like getting a D when I was at Syracuse and knowing you're going to review it the next day, right?
Exactly.
That sucks.
All right, guys.